the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marside Grill, Shell and Hogan, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Ace Hardware, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Bob Black.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Bob Black on location at Marside Grill, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday nights at 6:30 for the entire season. This segment of the Red Terrace Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Ace Hardware, St. Simon's, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Shell and Hogan, Southern Hardware, and by Marshside Grill. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terrace, Coach Rocky Hidalgo.
How we doing, Bob?
We're doing great, Coach. First, before we start talking about football, let's touch on the volleyball. Your daughter's on the volleyball team. They made a pretty good run in the state playoffs. I'd like to give a shout to Coach John Rickett and Coach Brad Overly. But the volleyball team did make a pretty good run in this tournament this year.
Yeah, had a great season. Ended up Elite Eight, lost a couple of close games to Pope High School, who's one of the three or four best teams in the state. And you know, they've got a really young team and a lot of girls coming back on that team next year. I think they only lose one senior, and so they have a chance to have a pretty good team moving forward over the next couple of years.
And your daughter, of course, is a sophomore on that team.
She's a sophomore, and they started a couple sophomores and three juniors over there. So I mean, they've got a chance to be pretty good over the next 2 years. I'm proud of them. It's a lot of fun. A big crowd showed up to cheer them on, and had a great year, and look forward to more of that from her. Not just the girls' volleyball team, but all the sports at Glenn Academy.
Yeah, Glenn Academy sports are doing well, usually in the top five in the state in overall athletics for sure. All right, let's get on to the we haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks, Coach. Some things have happened. Well, let's talk about the city championship game. 17-12 victory, fifth straight. Pretty good night for the Red Terriers overall.
Yeah, you know, we'll take it. We did some good things, did some bad things, but winning five straight, I think that's the first time Glenn Academy's won five straight games in the series, and next year we'll look to make it six straight. You know, I don't know how long we can keep that streak alive, but you know,
as long as we can,
we'll keep going. I've got about 7 years left before I hit 30 years. I told somebody I think I can at least get there, so we'll shoot for it and see what happens.
Absolutely. On the offensive side of the ball, Sam Wagner had a pretty good night. Number 15 was 4 for 7 for 58 yards, which isn't a lot of yardage for a passing, but it was good enough to back everybody up and get up out of the box, which has been a problem for us all year running this offense.
Yeah, you know, and we continue to get better throwing the football, and if you watch our kids and watch our team, we get more proficient with it. I think at receiver, our kids are getting better. T.J. Lewis, T.J. Bradley out there, Byron Bacon, Jaden Miller is become a big part of what we're doing, and each week we get a little better. Sam gets a little more comfortable back there, and hopefully we'll keep improving on that side of the football.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Jaden in a little bit. He's definitely been a great surprise for us this year. The longest pass was from Sam to T.J. Lewis, a 30-yard pass, which is the combination that we'd hope we'd see when we made the switch.
Yeah, you know, we were getting a lot of man coverage, and people were getting us a plus one in the box, an extra defender we couldn't kind of take out of there. So that's one of the reasons we made the move. Get the ball to TJ out in space, move him around, let him make some plays. He's been able to do that.
Yeah, as far as the running back goes, they had a rushing tandem of Kwame Bostic and Nolan Grant. Had a combination for 124 yards. And then we had Sam Wagner and T.J. Lewis that combined for 73 yards. So you actually had four good productive running backs that allows not to key on any one particular guy.
Yeah, you know, and we didn't – you know, somebody said that we changed offense. We really didn't change offense. We just
changed personnel.
Emphasized some different parts of the offense. And you can't do everything offensively. You have to kind of manage what you can do. There's only so much time to work it. So we emphasized some different things and hopefully it'll pay dividends for us.
This is the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, Coach, let's look at the defensive side of the ball right quick with the Brunswick High game. Defense had a pretty good night overall up until late in the game when Brunswick got some late scores and made the game a little closer than it was. Defense was flying to the ball and looked pretty good overall.
Yeah, you know, we had a three-score lead, and frankly, when – you know, I'm a big believer that, you know, you get a lead, you be smart, and the most important component is the clock. So we went a little more conservative on defense, didn't play quite as much man. Wanted to really drive the ball. We didn't tackle very well, a couple of spots in there, but the big thing is we blew a coverage, gave them an easy touchdown. And I think that really honestly led to the second touchdown because they ended up onside kicking and getting the onside kick. It's one of those things that we've got to continue to improve upon. And just execute those, you know, more of our zone package. We play a lot of man coverage. Zone isn't what we hang our hat on. We just got to get better at it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good play out a couple of your linebackers. The outside linebacker, or what we call a Viper, Tyshawn Walls, was also the player of the game. He had 9 tackles, 3 assists, and 1 tackle for a loss, and a quarterback press. He just seemed to step up when we needed him to all night.
Yeah, he played incredibly well. It was his best game since moving from safety. And I think, you know, it's a progression for him. He gets better every week, and hopefully he'll continue to play great ball through the playoffs.
Yeah, another guy I want to mention that had a pretty good game. Tyshawn Lang in the middle linebacker position. He had 12 tackles, 4 assists, 2 tackles for loss, and he also seemed to be flying through the ball and step up when we needed him.
You know, we've gotten better and better production out of our inside linebackers. Miles Smith, Tyshawn played really well versus Brunswick. Johnny Bradley's played better the last few weeks. So we continue to get improvement there by kids. Kids are stepping up and competing, and that's good. And that's one of the reasons we've been playing better on defense.
Yeah, Johnny Bradley had 3 tackles on the night and 3 assists. Also have to mention the big guy, number 92, Marlon Taylor. He stepped up with 5 tackles, 2 misses. And I think the big thing was he had 3 tackles for losses, and they all seemed to come when we really need him to shut the offense down.
Yeah, he's got a knack for doing that. He's a kid. He's great on penetration. He gets in the backfield. Very sudden. Once he breaks through, he covers a lot of ground in a hurry. And when he's moving around there, he's virtually impossible to block.
Yeah, he had a real good game. And we're going to take that city championship, and we're going to put it to bed and go for next year. Let's touch on another game we haven't had a chance to talk about was the Effingham County game. Obviously, it was just last week. That was a 24-17 victory. 17-0 at half, and looked pretty good, but we kind of let Effingham hang around and come back in the second half, made it a close game.
Yeah, you know, I think our expectation was that game was over with, and, you know, there was some time we were lackadaisical in the second half that hurt us on both sides of the football. But, you know, when the game got close, offense drove down, scored a touchdown when we needed it. Still, we've got to finish games and play 48 minutes. We haven't done that yet.
Yeah, offensively, we may have had one of the best nights that we've had as a unit all year. Is that a safe statement?
Yeah, especially on the offensive line. I felt like we played really well up front. Those guys did a nice job, especially on our gap schemes, getting a hat on a hat, moving the front around. We handled their front very well, ran the ball. I think it was our best game we played at running back. Our running backs crammed the ball in the hole. We had been trying to cut the ball, making cuts and bounce the ball outside too much, and really hurt our running game on Friday against Effingham. The kids really crammed the hole in there, stuck their foot in the ground, went north and south. So, you know, it was good to see. Hopefully coming in the last game of the season versus Bradley, we'll continue to improve and continue to do those same things that have allowed us to be successful the last 2 weeks.
Okay, we're going to touch on those running backs when we come back, but we're going to take a short break. There's more to come on the Red Terriers Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Marshside Grill is your home for the best burgers, spuds, and seafood around. Come enjoy the view out by the water while taking in an ice-cold beverage. Marshside Grill is your home for the Glenn Academy Red Terrier Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and a proud sponsor of Glenn Academy and local high school athletics. So stop in any day or night of the week for the best view and atmosphere here in the Golden Isles. And also, check us out on Facebook. Go Terriers!
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
All right, welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location for Marshside Grill. This segment brought to you by Marshside Grill, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, you mentioned the offensive line. I was going to touch on that. It seemed like when watching film, we always had someone downfield picking up a block for Nolan or Sam or whoever. They just looked good all night, as you said earlier.
We did. We played really well up front. We were physical. I think a big part of it is, one, we're young up there, but the other side is we had the same five guys playing for the first time for 3 weeks in a row, and we hadn't had that the first, I guess we played nine games. The first six games of the season, we had guys out. It's hard to get better if you don't have the same guys. Hard to develop continuity, hard to develop consistency. And so we're getting better. We're not there yet, but those kids, I feel like, are getting better, and we're starting to kind of find a groove a little bit.
Yeah, and it really shows here. We had a total of 278 yards rushing on the night, which I think I don't recall, but maybe a season high. I don't know. Maybe had some earlier against Groves or some of those crowds. But in our region play, or in the teams that we play that are pretty good defensively, that may have been our highest point production. But if you look at it, you spread it out. Your leading rusher was Nolan Grant, had 13 carries for 140 yards for 11.2-yard carry. And Nolan was one of the ones you spoke of earlier that was sticking it up in there. He's been wanting to try to bounce it, but Friday night he just stuck it and made the great cuts and did what he needed to do.
It was a point of emphasis all week long for him to cram the hole and cut on the second level. He had been too anxious to cut. He was basically cutting in the hole. Basically what happens, you get in the hole, and he was trying to bounce everything, and he was falling in or getting tackled by the support that was falling in the play. When you get vertical in the hole and cut off the safety, that's where you get big plays. He did a great job of that. It was something we coached on all week long, did a great job with it, really crammed the ball in there, and it was – that was a difference in our running game Friday night, honestly.
Yeah, he was trying to cut too much at the first level, I guess, and then we get to the second level before he made his cut. It helped him out.
Yeah.
But also we had – Kwame Bostic had 9 carries for 64 yards. Sam Wagner had 14 carries for 62 yards, and he seemed to be running that, I guess you would call it a zone read, where he would pick it up, and then he also was running between the tackles as well.
Yeah, we were running some jet action. We had really hurt Brunswick on some jet sweep with Jaden and TJ, and we were running some jet action and getting those guys flowing out of the box, and we were running quarterback power and counter back up underneath all that trash. And it worked. Coaches did a good job on that game plan. It was something they struggled with all night long.
Yeah, we're talking about Sam. He also threw the ball pretty well. He was 6 for 13 for 46.2% average. 57 yards with his longest one being a 28-yarder. So there again, we were able to loosen him up a little bit to where we could get that running game really where we needed it to be.
Yep, and that was it. We wanted to come out and be physical and run the football. We did some things. We threw the ball out on the perimeter to Jade Miller and got the ball out in the perimeter, had some good plays. But for the most part, we were trying to establish the run. We did that Friday night, and hopefully we'll be able to do it this week.
Yeah. Want to mention one more guy here that only carried the ball one time, but it was a 24-yard touchdown. You know, sophomore number 45, Caden Hutchinson. Yeah, he got past that first level we were just talking about, put his foot in the ground, made one cut, and beat everybody to the end zone. Great run.
Yeah, you know, and I think Caden has grown up a bunch this year, and if you watch him, he's starting to really practice well, doing all the little things, blocking well, fitting on the ball. He's doing, you know, I'll tell you the thing where he really started turning on special teams. We started playing him on kickoff team, kick return team. He's doing a great job with that, and he's just kind of grown up the last few weeks, and you know, you're gonna see more in the offensive scheme, running the football, some things like that. He's doing a good job blocking, starting to really learn what to do, and the good news is we have him for 2 years. We have a guy like Alan Parton for another 2 years. We got, you know, Nolan Grant for another year. So all those guys will be back in a year.
There's a ton of guys we got for more years. You're listening to the Red Terrace Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll just touch on the receivers a little bit because we really haven't, you know, been that successful passing the ball all year, but we're starting to get in the groove. T.J. Bradley, 2 catches for 6 yards. But here's a guy you talked about. Nolan Grant had a catch for 13 yards. But a guy you talked about earlier who's got to be a pleasant surprise for this year, and that's the sophomore Jaden Miller, playing on both sides of the ball and doing a great job on both sides.
Yeah, you know, it's as a general rule, sophomores don't play on both sides of the ball. It's really hard, not on varsity football. Jaden's going to be a really special player. He's one of those guys, when the football's in his hands, things just happen. Doing a great job at corner, getting in guys' pockets and giving them trouble out there in the corner. So, you know, again, we'll have him for 2 more years. I'm excited about that because he's a good one and a great kid on top of that.
Yeah, it sure is. He does work hard. And I was talking with a couple of the coaches, Coach Sharp and Coach Beal, today, and, you know, Jaden has worked hard. Jaden was a guy that earlier in the year would keep Coach Sharp after practice to get some extra reps. You know, Coach, what can I do? How can I get better? And he's certainly worked hard and has stepped up and earned that respect that he's starting to get.
Yeah, he's a good one. We got a bunch of those guys. And,
yeah.
You know, a lot of them are young. That's the good news, is those guys will all be back next year.
Yep. All right. Defensively for the Effingham game, E.J. Thomas, who just once again seemed to be all over the field, and is our Farm Bureau player of the game, 9 tackles, 3 assists, 3 for a loss, and 2 sacks. And E.J. just seemed to be everywhere all night.
Yeah, you know, he really turned it on Friday night, took over the game at times. E.J.'s a really good athlete, and he's sudden. He can cover so much ground so quickly that he can be on the quarterback before an offensive lineman or a running back can pick him up in protection. Whoever made the decision to put the running back on him Friday night, hey, I owe you a drink or lunch or something, because they came in and decided they were going to protect the quarterback and put a running back full slide away from him and put a running back on E.J., and that did not work out very well. And kudos to you. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, he ran right through that running back for sure. One other name that we really haven't mentioned much this year, but he's, you know, he just seems to show up and work for us, and that's another linebacker, Johnny Bradley. 5 tackles, 5 assists, 1 tackle for loss, and Johnny probably had his game of the year Friday night as well.
He played really well, made some really nice plays, and he's a guy that has played some here or there and has continued to work hard. I'm really proud of the way he's worked and progressed and made himself into a better player, and he's out there performing on Fridays.
Yeah, we talked about one just a few minutes ago, Jay Miller. Just want to give you his stats right quick. Just to tell you, he had 3 tackles, 2 breakups in the backfield, and also caught 2 passes for 32 yards before a 16-yard average. So Jay is I don't know, showing out maybe. I don't know, but doing what we know he can do.
He's everywhere right now.
Yep.
And he, like I said, he has a chance to be a special player when it's all said and done.
Okay, we'll be right back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Football season is here, and no matter how bad your grill game is, you can't lose with the Big Green Egg. That dry chicken you normally cook keeps its flavor and comes out juicy and perfect. The Big Green Egg comes with a lifetime warranty, and the only place that has them in Glenn County is Island Ace Hardware, locally owned and operated since 1980. 329 Longview Plaza on St. Simon, 638-3800, and on Facebook at Island Ace Hardware. Island Ace Hardware, the helpful place.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase. 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507 and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today and you be the judge.
Welcome back to the Glen Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black, on location at Marshside Grill. This segment is brought to you by Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, Ace Hardware, St. Simons, and by Shelley Hogan. All right, Coach, a couple more guys I want to touch on. We talked on the special teams guy. We talked on him earlier in the year, but that's your deep snapper number 51, Reed Snow. I don't know that he's had a bad snap all year. I can't recall one. Maybe he has, but either on the punts or the field goals or any of our special teams, Reed's just that – you talked about his work ethic and how he found a way to help the team, and he's helped us all year.
Yeah, I'm going
to
knock on this wood deck now that you just asked
Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't have said that.
Nice job, Bob. Reese has done a great job, he's been consistent. He's a kid that – and that's exactly right. His freshman year – he looked around and said, I want to be able to contribute. And he learned it, taught himself how to deep snap and chase deep snap coaches all over the place and has become very good at it. He's the Georgia GACA or North-South game has called me about him, and he's on the – potentially might play in that game. He was nominated to be a deep snapper for one of their teams. Hopefully he'll get selected for that. But he's done a great job. He shows up every day, works hard, and you know, that's all you can ask.
Yeah, he shoots a bullet back there every time. It doesn't matter. Another guy we need to talk about is and we touched on him earlier in the year too, is the junior punter, number 12, Chase Gabriel. He only had a 40.8 yard average, but he had a 50, a 52, and then he kind of shanked a river we have for 25, but he turned the field for us all night Friday night.
Yeah, he's done a nice job both punting and kicking the ball. You know, sometimes when you rugby punt like that, that ball will die on you. He had one that kind of died on it. We expected to roll, but he's done a great job. Good kid, and it's just has been consistent. Again, another one of those kids that's there every day and works real hard.
Yeah, just not very vocal. He just gets out there and does what he does. Okay, we're going to wind those two games up, and we're going to look toward the next game, which will be every year, Coach, you say we have three goals: city championship, region championship, the state championship. We've acquired the city championship. We got it. Now, Friday night, we go to Bradwell. A team that's 4-5 overall, 2-1 in the region. Friday night is for goal number two, the region championship.
Yeah, you know, and I have to say it would be a huge cap to the season to come in here and win a region championship. After everything we've been through, it's a young football team. We're playing a lot of young kids. We haven't made any excuses about our kids. We lost three straight games. I didn't come on here and go, guys, we're gonna. You know, the season's over because we're young. We came out here, we told our kids that we're going to compete for a region championship regardless, even though we're young. And we're in a position on Friday night to win the region championship outright, be our fourth one in a row we've had a share of. From my perspective, I don't know if that's ever been done in school history. It'd be a huge achievement for our kids to win a region championship, fourth region championship in a row, go into the playoffs on a strong note. And I think we're getting better every week, and I always like to see that our kids continue to improve. They want to go out and compete, and let's win this game, be the region champs, and let's go get in the playoffs, and let's see what we got, and let's go throw it on the wall on Friday night and play for a win.
Yeah, you mentioned several times while you've been here is when you get to that playoff season, it's a whole new season. I mean, you just kind of you're clean slate. and you're starting over. And you also mentioned a few minutes ago the three games we lost. Those were all tough teams. That wasn't, you know, those weren't the soft schools or less talented schools. That was Camden County and a couple other good teams that made us better.
Yeah, you know, and they did. And those are games that we had some opportunities here or there. And honestly, we lost games because of our issues more than anything. And we continually correct those issues. I feel like we're a better football team than we were 3 or 4 weeks ago. We continue to get better. And hopefully Friday night will be another chance for us to go out and prove that we are better and we're also the best team in the region.
Yeah, we got about winding out down here, but just touching on a couple of kids from Bradwell. Bradwell's a much improved team this year. I mean, I don't know what their record was. It was well below 500 for the last several years. This year they're like we said 4-5 overall, 2-1 in the region. Got probably the best running back in the region, big boy, senior, 5'11", 215, Kevin Harris, 1,165 yards rushing so far, 19 touchdowns on the year.
Yeah, he's a really good player, and you know, committed to USC East, South Carolina. He's a kid that's got really good speed, but he's a physical kid. He breaks a lot of tackles. He's really strong. We have to do a great job of containing him. We got to create some negative plays. We don't want to get in a situation where he's getting 3 or 4 yards on first down, 3 or 4 yards on second down, and we're 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3 all night long. We've got to do a great job on first down, get them in long yardage situations where we can rush a passer and do the things we can dictate to them. And they do a nice job of running all RPO offense. The quarterback throws the ball really well. That's something a lot of people look past with them. They've got some really good receivers who can make plays. So, you know, we got our hands cut out for us.
Yeah, you mentioned the quarterback. That's number two, Vincent Gilbert, I think his name is. He's a senior, 6'2", 185. He's thrown for 1,150 yards this year, but he really doesn't have a predominant receiver. He spreads the ball out pretty well. And so we're going to have to, as you've said, cover the whole field. For every receiver, we just can't key on one particular receiver.
Yeah, a lot of what they do is very similar to what we were doing my first year here. Their offense coordinator Chase Giddens worked with the offensive line here with Sean Jackson and Brandavious Mann, their offensive line coach with us. So I mean, they've got a lot of connections with us, especially on what they're doing on offense. Very similar to the things we used to do here. So much of it is RPO systems. They want to get in there, and they want to run the ball against a light box. That's what they want to do. They want to run the ball against five guys, make you play pass. And people have crammed that box all year long, and the quarterback's made people pay.
Yeah, he'll get it out there for sure. He throws a pretty pass, and he has 6'2", 185. He's a pretty good-sized guy. Looking at their defensive side of the ball, they run a 4-3 defense. We've been practicing all week. I don't see that really. I mean, obviously that they got dudes up there playing it, but that's nothing new to us in that 4-3 defense. We should know how to block it and scheme it.
Yeah, you know, I think our kids, we've been working against it, and so hopefully they'll come out there. The big thing is get a hat on a hat. Let's find the guys and get. We don't want any free runners. Free runners mean negative plays. We want to get a hat on a hat, take away the chance of negative plays, keep moving the pile, move the sticks. And, you know, the same thing they want to do. We want to end up in 2nd and 7 and 2nd and 6 and then 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3, so we have some options to run the ball, throw the ball, do whatever we want. So we've got to go out there and run the football and manage the ball out there.
Yeah, and then not let them dictate what we want to do. Okay, Coach, that's going to about wrap it up for us, guys. We really would like to get a big crowd up in Bradwell, up in Liberty County. They've got a brand new or fairly new stadium, Ovi Field. Beautiful stadium, not as nice as Between the Bricks, but we do need all the support, all our fans to come up there. And let's close this championship out, this region championship tonight. Coach, any final words?
Just let's get after them. Let's go Terrors.
Go Terrors. All right, good night, everybody. Thanks for joining us for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Marshall Grill and join us every Wednesday night at 6:30 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. I'm Bob Black. Good night, everybody.